I will call our HRC meeting to order at 5:18, July 8th, 2026. All right, and let's go to our second item two, approval of minutes for.
So we can do roll call right now.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. All right, so starting with the roll call, Ashley Jackson.
Here.
Eric Howard.
Here.
Cedric Smith. Ellen Sisk.
Here.
Josue Romero. Iris Berry. John Dalton.
Here.
We have quorum. We may proceed.
All right. Thank you. Let's move on here to my item two, approval of minutes for Thursday, May 21st. So the May 21st meeting minutes were sent with the agenda yesterday. The folks had a chance to review it. Any questions?
I did have a chance to review it, and I didn't have any questions or suggestions for edits.
All right. This might be minor, but under item 12, it says Chair Howard suggested postponing item 7 to the next meeting and moving it up. I would add in there just a clarification, because it doesn't say why. I would just add, after moving it up, I would just say to allow sufficient input from Commissioner Berlin, who authored the letter. I would just leave it at that, just because it's not clear why we're postponing the item.
Okay, I'll make a note of that.
Thank you. Any other comments, thoughts on the other than that, it looked good to me. All right. I'm not seeing any or hearing any other edits. I think you could approve.
Okay. So we just need a motion to approve with the edits in a second.
I will make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from May 21st, 2026, with the edits.
I second. Approve.
All right. Hearing a motion and a second, we can go to a vote. Roll call. Ashley Jackson.
Aye.
Eric Howard.
Aye.
Ellen Sisk.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0.
Thank you. All right, let's go on to item 3, call to the audience. So this is time reserved for members of the public to provide comment. Do we have anyone on that would like to share anything? If you're saying anything, you're muted.
Hi, all right. I'm just here because I'm bored. I just wanted to say that. So thanks for entertaining me today, guys.
Yeah. Okay, well, then let's move on here to item 4, appointment of Cedric Smith as non-voting advisory member. Abraham, do you know if Cedric mentioned he was going to be on today?
I believe I was under the assumption that he was going to be here, but I can try giving him a call, see if he'll attend today. But you can move on to the next item as well, in case give him time to show up in case he does attend. But I can go and reach out to him and see if he's able to attend.
Okay. Yeah, I presume, does he have to be here to accept the appointment? Is that why?
Yeah, okay. Right.
Yeah, okay. Well then, yes, let's move on here to the next agenda item, item 5, HRC letter regarding Cesar Chavez holiday, discussion and possible action. So first of all, thank you, Belen, for drafting the letter. We really appreciate you taking the time to do that.
I'm sorry
we weren't able to get to it last month. We did decide to move it closer to the beginning just so, you know, we could get to that, make sure we get to that agenda item for today's conversation. We were sent the draft letter last month, and it was also resent with our meeting agenda this week. Has anyone not had a chance to review it? I know it's been on our desk, virtual desk, for a little while. Has anybody not had a chance to review it and need a second?
Sorry to cut in, but really briefly, I just wanted to verify that Cedric does not have to be present. I just confirmed. So if you guys wanted to, when you guys are done with this item, you can go back to that item and you can appoint him. He does not need to be present. Sorry, I just wanted to say that.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Appreciate that. My question was, anybody not able to access it or hasn't had a chance to review it? I want to make sure that you feel like you're in a position to give feedback. If you haven't, let me know. Otherwise, I'll just kind of tee this up here a little bit more just to remind us here of the objective of the letter, which is that we're asking that the HRC be involved as the City of Tucson discerns how it wants to address the removal of Cesar Chavez installations. And we've designated Belen here from Ward 5 to be that liaison and to reinforce, again, our values of equity and inclusion in the discussions that the city chooses to have. And the letter, that's the objective of the letter, right? So I do have some thoughts, some feedback, but Belen, this is your letter. Do you want to maybe share your screen, or how would you like to kind of navigate how to get feedback, or if there's anything else you want to say before we get into that?
Thank you, Eric. Thank you guys for giving me this opportunity as well. And your feedback is so appreciative. I read that Vice Chair Jackson, Ashley Jackson, you had some thoughts about the letter. So I'm just looking forward to, and this is the first time I've ever done this. So, you know, any kind of feedback from you guys is super helpful. So yeah, however you guys want to move forward with this, or, you know, I'm open to ideas and revising, and yeah. So thank you guys.
Okay. Would you like me to share my screen? Are you in a position to share your screen? You might have it in the Word document and could, you know.
Would you mind sharing it? I don't have, I don't think I have access to do that on this computer.
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you. I try to make it as short and simple as possible without getting too emotional.
Okay. Can you all see that? The letter?
I can't see.
Okay. Let's see. How do I get you back up on? Oh, there we go. Okay. All right. Took a second. All right. So maybe we could just walk through here, you know, section by section, and just anybody who has feedback on this, we can just do that. And Belen, I presume that you will be taking notes and, you know, we'll provide an updated version based off of feedback. Is that a correct assumption?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. So anything here regarding kind of the first intro? My only thought here was, I know this isn't a memo, but I want to make it clear to very, very busy people what we're asking right up front. And I'm wondering if we could add like a something like that, like a regarding or subject or something right above Dear Mayor. That's something like, let's see, I have it here. HRC involvement and dialogue regarding the removal of Cesar Chavez installation through HRC Ward 5 liaison. Something like that. I know that's wordy, but I just want to make it clear what this is about kind of right up front so they don't have to kind of dig for the information.
So right above where it says Dear Mayor. So however I had it formatted, is that how a memo looks?
I think so. This would be on our letterhead, okay. Right? So I think this would be more of a letter, but I think it could be appropriate to have, between the city information and the, who it's addressed to, the mayor and city council, just a regarding or a subject or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say that it might, if we want, instead you kind of put like in brackets at the top right and just put, RE, like what it's regarding. And so it's just kind of like separate from the letter and it's, but it's still like on there because you kind of see that with some government stuff more on the federal level, but they'll have like a little subject thing on the top right or left, and that way you know what it's about.
What should we call it though? How should we say this regarding Cesar Chavez removal? Because that was something that I was kind of like how would it be titled?
I would say like Cesar Chavez or regarding Cesar Chavez. You could put like situation or I don't know, I'm trying to think.
I know, I was like, oh, I don't even want to say the name out right now at the moment when I was writing it, but Cesar Chavez. Installation removal. I don't know. I guess I have to think about that for a minute. Okay.
And these are statues. Like, what do we have? Is it statues and, like, memorials or something?
I know that the PEP High School off of, what is it, like, Benson and Campbell?
Yeah.
There's, like, a PEP Tech High School right there. They have a whole building inside and out dedicated to Cesar Chavez. And then there's just other little installations throughout the city that, from my knowledge, have already been removed. So at this point, I'm kind of like, okay, well, it didn't really take that long for Tucson to move towards making this, like, we got to get rid of this stuff right now.
Right.
But there are little spots like this PEP Tech, and I won't talk about it too much here, but I guess they don't want to remove it. Okay, so I guess.
I was going to say, like, even, like, memorial renaming or something, or something like that. I'm not sure.
Cesar Chavez name removal. I don't know. Something to that effect.
Yeah. Because it doesn't have to be long. So, like, that or, Cesar Chavez name removal or.
Or could we say, ending public commemoration of Cesar Chavez?
Or that removing, actually might be good.
Removing public commemoration of Cesar Chavez?
I like that. I vote yes to that one.
I vote yes to that one, too. That sounds good. Just Cesar Chavez. Okay. And then it brought up a whole, like, it opened up a huge can of worms. If we're going to do Cesar Chavez and we should be doing Ori's name and Sam Hughes, and, like, it just, it really went to town after I started, like, digging in my research a little bit. I'm like, whoa, I didn't know about any of these other guys. Okay. So
I had no idea until now. That's wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look into it too.
There's a bunch. Yeah. Especially Sam Hughes. I had no idea. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is terrible.
I think this is a good start though, because it specifies we're specifically dealing with the recent news and the nature of the allegations. I think just sticking to Cesar Chavez will kind of keep us from going into multiple regions or areas, you know, so I think that subject will kind of keep it directed towards the city's kind of movement on what they're doing to remove or end some of those public statues and figures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're talking about all of them. Well, and this is, you know, we're sticking to this one, you know, thing that we're removing. And like you said, Ashley, like, we're concentrating on this and it will open up conversations on the other ones in the public. And that's really good, right? You know? So, yeah, anyway, I can go down the rabbit hole on this.
And my only suggestion was in paragraph 2, the one starting with the HRC as the advisory board, where it says, where it starts with nationally we stand with victims. I think, I don't know if as the Human Relations Commission for the city of Tucson, it would be best to say locally, because we're not really dealing with a national level or stance. We're more kind of pinpointing what we do locally as the HRC. So that was just kind of mine. And then the second one was, I don't know if maybe it was just my understanding of the letter reading. When we, what was that? 1, 2, 3, paragraph 5, starting with, we humbly ask the assistance of Lizzie Golden, her assistance for what specifically?
Well, I would say maybe have her outlook on what her ideas would be to do sort of a replacement on some of these installations. Because I know, like, the one right there off of 6 in that little fork next to the, what is that? Awesome little cafe right there. I'm sorry. 5 points. There was a statue there that was, and I put it in here in the letter, by artist Josh. I guess they destroyed it, the public. And, yeah, I mean, just maybe having her idea or, you know, an opinion or whatever, an email, whatever it may be, like, because she is in charge of the Public Art and Design Committee. So she might have some ideas on how to best replace these memorial sites.
I wonder
if we don't want to.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I wonder if this is part of the feedback that you give in your engagement after this letter is submitted. Does that make sense? I'm wondering if it's a little bit more down the road suggestion. When you're, you know, more involved.
Because, yeah, okay, I got it. And she might even be involved in something already, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So we can just take that part out. Do I need to replace it with anything else?
I don't think so. I was looking at
ideas.
We've designated, we're 5 member for this matter, and then it goes in, we believe. I think that works, to just omit that and then go right into the last paragraph.
Okay, awesome. I can do that.
So technicality here, Tucson on the first paragraph, on behalf of the Tucson Relations or Commission, not Committee, just to...
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Technicality there.
And like I said, it's my first time, y'all.
Oh, this is great. It was...
Okay. Thank you.
Good comprehensive letter.
I agree, and thank you for volunteering to kind of spearhead the drafting of this. So,
oh, you're welcome. It was my pleasure, and I was able to get a little help from a friend of mine. She used to work for the Defender's office down there, downtown, so she was like, oh my gosh, I love this! Okay, make sure you put this in your letterhead, and do that, because I had no idea. Thank you.
One clarification here. It says the city council meeting conducted April 7th with the request for decommissioned city assets. I'm wondering if maybe more streamlined way to say this is to cut April 7th, this word with the, and just go April 7th
okay.
request. And I think you mean to decommission, right? So it would read,
mm-hmm. Yes.
The city council meeting conducted April 7th request to decommission city assets with. I think that's what you, and I heard you say, I think you said you agree with that, but I didn't want to put words in your mouth either.
Conducted on April 7th with the request for decommissioned city assets with Cesar Chavez's name, and that was the article from this. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll have to go back and redo that whole sentence. So it was their request at the April 7th meeting for decommissioning the city assets with Cesar Chavez's name. I guess there was money towards it is what maybe I need to read this whole thing right here again. Yeah, I can fix that too. So I'll have to click on this article right here where it talked about decommissioning city assets.
Okay. Yeah, it's just curiosity that I had as far as.
Yeah, I'll make the correction on that too.
Okay. So, and then. This is the acronym for this? I would just...
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I think you have an extra C in here.
Okay.
And the acronym. So it'd be PADC. You have PACDC.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I don't think she has to worry about that if we're kind of removing that whole
paragraph,
that's right. Correct?
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Like, just tell me what to do. I'll do it. Okay. Yeah, that sentence there, I know it has to do with they were already decommissioning any kind of art installations or any kind of anything with his name. I thought I saw Lane Santa Cruz in that article saying that they weren't gonna put any more money towards any more of that artwork with his name on it. So yep.
Well, that was all the feedback that I had. Anything else? Great. So next step is, you know, we'll update the date to, I guess, today's, to July 8th when we approve, and then we'll put this on our letterhead, we'll put that subject line, make the edits. And I think from my experience, Bilen, when I've drafted these, I've, you know, made the edits, updates, and just sent it over to, I think, Abraham and Rick for final, you know, putting it on our letterhead. And then I think they send it over. We just need to approve. I think we need to take an action to vote and approve this as with the edits. I think we can do that. We don't have to have the edits, right, incorporated.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. This is great. So I think we'll need a motion to approve the letter with the suggested edits incorporated by Bilen.
Yes, a motion and a second.
Okay.
I'll second if that original motion was done by Chair Howard.
I can say I did the first motion and Ashley second.
All right, hearing a motion and a second, then we can move to a vote. We'll start with Ashley Jackson.
Aye.
Eric Howard.
Aye.
Bilen Sisk.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Bilen, again, I mean, you know, with these things, you never know how things will end up. And I know things take time, you know, to kind of get through all the layers of leadership and approval and things like that, but do keep us informed. You know, we'll keep this on the agenda going forward and, you know, what you hear back, what input, you're able to provide. And if there's anything that we can do, continue to do as a commission, to help you in, you know, supporting your work. Sometimes in these, I will just give the person who appointed me, my council person, just a little nudge, maybe an email that just says, hey, you know, I led this effort. You know, if you see it on your desk or hear of it, you know, I just welcome your support on this letter, this, you know, this work that we're leading as a commission, just to get it on the radar. It's just nice to have that kind of one-on-one connection. But other than that, yeah, let us know what you hear back and we'll keep it on the agenda.
Sounds great. Thank you guys so much. Yes, I know where to nudge. I know where to go. Thank you guys.
All right. The next agenda item here is item 6, the TCE resolution updates. So as you know, our goal has been to continue building on the momentum created by the City Council's adoption of our HRC resolution last fall to encourage and to encourage similar action and partnership at the county level. So I've been in touch with Daniel Sullivan, who's been, you know, our community partner, the U of A, leading this on the community front, just about providing an update to the mayor and council about the resolution. As you know, when was it? Was it last month? Time flies. He was a guest and kind of shared what has happened since the resolution was passed. And, you know, as you know, it was shared with many people. There's been a lot of movement at the county level to meet the intent, right, of the resolution. Daniel mentioned he did want to make sure that he coordinated with their county partners before providing any formal update to the mayor and council of their work. He did hear back from the Pima County Health Department and learned that the county would like to follow its standard internal process for providing a formal update to the city. And so that process would include or involve the Health Department first submitting a memo to the Board of Supervisors, County Board of Supervisors, which would then become the basis for any formal communication with the mayor and council. So at this point, the Health Department has indicated that they are not yet at the stage of preparing that kind of memo. It may feel like a lot of, you know, layers of process. You know, this is taking time. I did share with Daniel, and I personally feel like the fact that they are interested in going a more formal route, even though it may be slower, I actually think that's kind of a good sign, that they would first want to go to their board of supervisors, provide that memo, and then to the mayor and council. I think that kind of increases, you know, ownership of this work that they're doing, and it shows that they're really taking it seriously, even though they're not ready to, they don't feel like they're ready to do that just yet. I think in the meantime, what I shared with Daniel was I think it would be good to just continue to, you know, maintain our communication, with the county leadership, with, you know, mayor and council. From my perspective, as I think I mentioned last time, that I've been in touch with Kevin Dahl, my Ward 3 council person, just to share, hey, you know, we would like to provide an update, to the mayor and council. I'll let him know that, you know, the county is kind of delaying this right now. But I think, having Daniel Sullivan, who knows so much about the TCE issue in Southside Tucson, in that conversation, and, having council member Dahl just kind of continue to be updated of, you know, the work that's been done, the issue, I think is only helpful. So when the time does come for a more, you know, formal update, whatever that might look like, you know, Kevin Dahl is already kind of aware of that and has some of that background in education. So for right now, there's no action that I'm requesting from the HRC, just to kind of continue monitoring progress and just keeping this on the agenda as we move forward. How does that sound to you all? Does that feel like kind of what you would expect from Pima County? Would you advise any other kind of action? You know, I don't know. I'm curious what your thoughts are.
I think we're definitely headed in the right direction as far as you stated about, you know, just kind of at this point monitoring progress, because I know the county has their own, like you said, set of standards and rules that they kind of have to go through and not overstep any line or chains of command. So I believe Daniel was kind of in that same mindset as well about let the county gather what they need on their end before he goes in and kind of collaborates with them on what to bring to mayor and council. So I am in agreement with where we're at and just kind of monitoring that progression.
Any other thoughts? I hope it doesn't. I think it's okay to, and I'll check this with you, like to loop in Kevin Dahl, council member, about the idea of providing an update and continuing to educate him with Daniel Sullivan and, you know, Daniel sharing what his work, what has been done. I feel like that one-on-one type of update feels okay to me. Does that feel okay to other people? Like, I don't want to come across like, right, that we're cutting through the formal process with this kind of update. But if you see any red flags, let me know.
I don't believe so. If it's just providing, because even your intention as a part of the meeting with Kevin Dahl in hopes, you know, was to kind of discuss the same anyways, or that was going to be one of the topics as right. I know this is another agenda item, but I don't think providing him, because we're not really asking him to, right. You know, do anything in particular. We're just kind of providing him with an update or information. So I don't I hope for myself, you know, I hope that's not too much or too pushy or trying to imply that we're trying to, you know, usurp authority or trying to go, you know, a different route. I don't see anything wrong with it. But yeah, that's just my opinion. If there's nothing wrong with that, or we don't come from a perspective of, you know, we're not trying to make him make any moves. We're just giving him an update. So I'm in agreement with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any thoughts, John? Not to put you on the spot, but you've also been looped into a lot of this.
I kind of like what was just mentioned. It's kind of like the process. It's, I know that earlier you were saying how it's like slowed down, but it's also making sure that everything's in its right place, I think.
Continue to move forward on this path, and we'll just, I'll update you as I know more. All right. There's no other conversation about that. Let's move on to item 7, update from the HRC representative to LGBTQ+. Sway is not on the call. He's our kind of functioning liaison right now. I guess I could move this later on in the agenda and see if Josue is able to come around 6 or so. Maybe there's something going on. Am I able to do that?
Yeah, you can. I did hear from Josue saying that he may not be able to attend the meeting. He might have had a conflict during this time. So if you'd like, you can move the item to the end just in case he does show up, but he did mention that he might not be able to make it this meeting.
Okay. Well, I think that also then goes for item 8, because we had talked in our last meeting that Josue was going to reach out to April, who is doing, you know, on local and state task force for the missing and murdered Indigenous people. So I would like to then, I guess, move item 7 and item 8 to later in the event that Josue is able to join.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. HRC, okay, so let's move on to item 9, HRC and Pima County Partnership Update. At our last meeting, I did say that I reached out to Kevin on June 1st, requesting a conversation about this, and then also the TCE update that I just talked about. And I still haven't been able to get a hold of his calendar. I've been in touch with his staff. Kevin put me in touch with his staff, a couple staff members, and we just haven't been able to connect and find time for some reason. So I know that, Ashley, you were going to reach out to Paul Cunningham, your council person. I don't know if you maybe have any better luck there from your end.
I do. I do have an update. I was able to get an answer right away, and so we are scheduled to meet for brunch to talk about a possible joint commission on Friday. The 17th, so next Friday.
That's awesome.
So I believe a couple of his ward staff will be present as well. So it'll be a few of us.
Okay, that's great. Okay, well, then I feel good about where things are. I mean, I think that's a great momentum that you got there. I think I forwarded you my email to Kevin, so you had kind of the background of, you know, why we're interested in this.
Yes.
Anything else that you would just kind of like support from or talking points from with us that can kind of help you with that conversation.
Anything additional that you would like to provide? I would definitely encourage that way we can kind of make the case even greater as to why that collaboration of city and county would be greater. I know the TCE resolution is one in particular that we're kind of hoping that if we have forces on both sides, we can move things along. But if there's anything else, any other topics or subjects that I could speak to concerning that, combining, alarm. Yes, if you have anything else, you can definitely send it my way. That way I can speak to it with Council Member Cunningham.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I think one thing that comes to mind is the Cesar Chavez, installations, the conversation we just had with that letter. You know, it is framed as local, as in Tucson, right? Because this is going to the Tucson mayor and council. You know, I don't know. It would be interesting to hear what kind of there's other installations that the county is supporting, and if there's momentum around or conversation around, removing those public commemorations in the, Pima County, broader than Tucson. That was just one thought I had.
Perfect. I'll make a note of that too.
You know, and even like the missing and murdered Indigenous people, that's not just a Tucson thing. I think it's a county, goes beyond our city walls and into kind of county spaces. I don't know. I kind of feel like you look at our agenda, there's a lot of things that could be kind of helpful to hear, county perspective on.
I was just going to say that. I think I'll just really kind of pull from like our most recent agendas and just kind of looking at previous ones too, because even with TPD, they're collaborating with Pima County too. So there's just, I think the more reach and the more influence we could have as one, I think the better. So I'll definitely look at kind of our prior agendas too, just to make some more driving points about this joint commission.
And can I add one thing that's been kind of weighing heavy on my mind as far as things to add? And I don't know if we're sort of in charge of this area either as a, diverse, equality, racial, but we are because of the TCE water contamination. I'm wondering about the data centers and what everybody is sort of thinking on that, and if we're going to be doing a joint commission with the county, be talking about water contamination with them too. Yes, I don't know if I'm stepping out of line on that one.
Yeah, it really is integrated. Because the county, I mean, I understand Project Blue, right? The data center was going to be a city annexed location, and the city voted that down, and then the county is now going on county property. And they voted that, to approve that data center near the fairgrounds. So, yeah, I could.
Sorry, just to step in. So if you guys want to continue this discussion, it would have to be agendized for another meeting. Just to wait.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Point being, though, another topic that could come up in conversation about why the value of a joint HRC Pima County partnership would be helpful. So. Okay. there's nothing else about that. Let's move on to item 10, the Tucson Police Department data review. So June, last month, we briefly talked about the topic of the Tucson Police Department activity data that recently came out. The data link was shared, I think, with our resources when it came out yesterday with the agenda. I think John also had an update, is going to get some demographic information from the city clerks, but that may not be available at this point. We have to postpone for next month.
Yeah, just postpone for next month. I should have it by then. And yeah, that should be good.
Has folks had a chance to look at the data and would like to share anything, any new observations that you have that can kind of maybe inform also what we talk about next month when we actually have a little bit more relevant demographic information hopefully available then? I mean, I poked through the data, it's a BI report. It's a lot of information. I wondered if, the infographics that John shared, that was also shared with the agenda and the link, is helpful. I wonder if there's any more information, out there has kind of, summary of the data in an infographic kind of way. I don't know where you got those screenshots, John, but if there may be more, that might be kind of help us metabolize the information a little bit more.
Yeah, I can try to look some more up. I know that those I actually initially grabbed off of Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, from the police department itself that they had posted. And that also had the link to, like, what we were looking at, too, with all the just the data just all kind of in there that we were looking at last time. But my goal is to try to find out, like, the diversity data, what else was there? There's, like, a lot of demographic data I know that exists, or I don't know if it's been compiled. I think they're supposed to do it every year. They used to, or every so many years, I can't remember how it worked, but we would always have a report on a annual or semi-annual basis. And typically it was either the police department or one of the city council offices. Actually, it might have been Ward 3, but this was like several city council members ago. So I'm going to have to kind of dig. And even if that's the old one, I can still send it so we at least know what it looks like, and then we can use that as an example if it's not something that anyone currently in office or the current people in positions that would compile that data know about. Like, if they don't know about it, we'd be like, hey, this is what was historically submitted in the past. Can we get something like that again?
Yep.
And it had, like, graphs and all. It was really cool, detailed, like, PowerPoint-type presentation. But then they put it into, like, a PDF format or something like that. I can't remember, but I'll find it.
Interesting, yeah. Because, and it may not be necessarily in our expertise to kind of interpret the data in different ways. I'm certainly not a data analyst, but, to your point, our role in this could be to raise the question, hey, if there's not sufficient demographic data that overlays this police data, reporting, there needs to be more of that, or maybe a request for more information, public information that kind of overlays the demographic into this. And maybe that's kind of our, our sweet spot, right? Our value that we're bringing to the conversation.
Yes, that, and I do specifically remember a lot of the data that they had in one of the reports was specifically on the police department's retention of officers and recruiting of officers. And, you know, there was some data that looked like, oh, we're losing a lot of police officers in Tucson. But at that time, it was Chief Chris Magnus went over all of that data with us in person. He actually had, like, took us into the conference room at police headquarters and had photos of all the officers that left their, you know, like, their background information in terms of, like, you know, like, race, age, you know, those type of demographics, and why they left. And kind of laid it out and showed how this is what data looks like, but this is what the reality, at least in his perspective, was, and what the challenges were in recruiting in a more diverse group of people, and why it wasn't, or they hadn't been successful in that in certain periods of time. So it was really cool. So maybe we can revamp that kind of thing at some point.
That's really, when you say brought us into, as a subcommittee, or the commission was brought into that, or did we join a larger group?
It was just the commission as, I think it was a group of us. It wasn't the entire commission. The whole commission was invited, but it was myself and I don't know if anyone here remembers Manny Guzman, but he was also a former HRC chair, longtime member, and a few others that were on the commission, but it was specifically just the commission and the police chief and maybe one of his assistant chiefs. And we kind of like went through that stuff. And then there was like maybe later on in the year, I think we had another meeting. I think it was regarding Sanctuary City type situation and getting more details on what the status with the city was and exactly their policy regarding like Sanctuary City versus like immigrant welcoming city. I can't remember what the terms were, but we had a lot of communication with the police department under Chris Magnus. Since then, not so much, but not at the fault of the police department. It's just we haven't, you know, there was COVID and all these different things that happened. And so we haven't had that connection reestablished yet. So that's something we could, you know, work on as well.
So it looks like Eric may have had a technical issue. We're just going to pause for a moment, see if he comes right back.
Sounds.
There he is.
I'm sorry. My internet just died. I don't know what happened. But it's back on now. Hopefully you can hear me okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We can.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Great. Well, sorry about that. Gives me a flashback to when I was last month and I was out of the country and it was just, my internet was so bad. All right, let me get back here on track. So we were on the Tucson Police Department data review, and John, you were talking and about well, finish your thought maybe before where were you just before you saw me leave?
I'm not too sure, but I know that it was talking about like having communication with the police department was quite consistent several years ago, kind of faded off over the last several years, mainly due to COVID and just, you know, shaking up with the commission with terms ending and term limits. So, you know, I'm sure they'd be more than happy to reestablish a relationship with us to discuss any of these topics and things like that if we ever needed to. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm generally interested in that. Maybe we can revisit that topic next month. You know, mm-hmm. depending on what we kind of hear. And if the HRC is invited, it's technically a public meeting, right? So we have to post about it. Anybody in the public is able to join.
I think it's yes. Like it's, we would post it. Nobody really does, but it's because we would usually just go into the police department and they would kind of direct us where to go and things like that. And if there was any members of the public, they would probably just follow us, I guess. But other than that, I mean, we were, let's see here. Because if it's we would issue a public notice that we're meeting, quote unquote, as a group to an invited event. So I don't think they would actually have to be there, because we're just notifying that there's going to be a quorum, but not necessarily a meeting. That's what it was. Sorry.
you can also indicate that if it's by invitation. Oh, sorry, just to jump in. If it's by invitation only, that can also be noted as well.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Gotcha.
As long as we tell them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I feel good about then continuing to keep this on the agenda and checking in on it next month. You know, if there's any more infographics out there, I can also kind of look. You mentioned it's on social media. I can look on their site to see if I see anything. Anything we do find, you know, I'll share it as I have it with Abraham, if that's all right. And you can share that with the, like you have been, with the rest of the commission.
Yes, that works.
All right. Let's move on here to, could we actually move to item, which item is it? Item 4, appointment of Cedric Smith. It's clear that Cedric isn't able to be here, but he said we can go ahead and approve him.
Yes. Yes, you're able to.
Okay. I don't know what the logistics are for appointment. Do we just need a motion to appoint?
Yes.
Cedric?
So if you'd like to take a vote of hearing a motion in a second, the commission can take a vote to approve Cedric.
Okay. Would anybody like to make a motion to approve Cedric Smith as a non-voting advisory member?
I can make that motion to approve the appointment of Cedric Smith as a non-voting advisory member.
I will second that. Thank you, Ashley.
Okay, hearing a motion and a second, we can move to a vote, starting with Ashley Jackson.
Aye.
Eric Howard.
Aye.
Belen Sisk.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0.
All right. And maybe John, you're able to speak to this more, but this is remind me the term limits for a advisory, non-voting advisory.
2 year, it's 2 years, but they still have I believe the attendance stuff still kind of is included in that, but it's 2 years non-voting advisory member. and then we just renew it if they want to continue on as an advisory at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they have to do an oath. That's what I was told. I know that we used to, but I don't think we have to anymore for advisory members.
We'll double check with our BCC section if that's the case.
Yep.
Great. Great. And then that's as of today, right? That's effective today.
Yes.
This term begins for the next couple of years. Okay. Great. Well, then let's move on to item 11, vacancy and advisory positions. So we have the mayor appointed position. I did reach out to the mayor's office and her staff about John's appointment coming from the mayor. And I think I CC'd you, Abraham, and Rick on that. I have not heard back. I sent a reminder, I think, on Monday. Do you have any thoughts on, I don't know, correct procedures for that? Is there anything that I can do to kind of elevate this to their attention to try to move things forward? I'm looking at you, Abraham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we did see those. We were copied on them. It is up to the mayor's office to, you know, reach out so we can see how that goes.
When does your term then expire, John?
I believe it's in the next several months. I want to say
September
or November or something like that.
Okay. You said you'll reach out as a follow-up, John, too?
Yes, and I probably should, looking, I don't know when the last time I filled out the application. I'm going to refill out the application, the online thing. That might be what they're waiting for, because, I filled out in the past, but it's, not super, it's probably from last year or something like that.
Okay.
So I will update that and resubmit it.
Okay.
It's just usually it's on file, but it's best to just redo it. That way it's on the top of the list.
Mm.
I do have a question. With Cedric now being a non voting advisory member, does that leave the ward he was currently in vacant?
I think so.
Yes, it does.
So I think Ward 4, my understanding, because I'm actually representing a ward that I don't live in, because I believe Cedric was previously in my ward, so maybe that's another solution instead of having to wait for Marin Council's vote or their response, is to maybe go through the ward that Cedric was previously at, I believe Ward 4.
I could, but John is Ward 3, and I'm Ward 3, right?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the same ward, so if it were supposedly, say, quicker, or who was just talking, was it Ashley?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so if she were to, say, transfer to her own ward and get that appointment, then her current seat would become vacant. So for example, I can represent, we're one of the few commissions that can do that. I could represent Ward 4, even though I live in Ward 3, but we also have, in the past, have had people in the county side of the, not in the city, but still in the metro area, because the bylaws say metro area, so it doesn't have to be someone in the city directly, but it should be in the surrounding area that can be appointed as well. But yeah, I can represent, or anyone here can represent, a ward that they're not technically in, which is kind of funny, but that's how our thing is set up. And it has to do with the elections being, I think it was citywide or something like that, for wards after the primary. So it has, like, there's some connection to that. I can't remember, though.
So yeah, just going off of what John said, you can do that. Looking at the current vacancies after Cedric's appointment, we have one vacant position for a non-voting advisory member. The mayor's position is vacant, and as we just discussed, Ward 4 is currently vacant. So that is something that you can reach out to your council member to do that if you want to represent that ward or go about that process.
And we don't have Ward 1 represented, right? Or am I misremembering?
Yes, that's correct. Ward 1 is vacant. Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. So, if anybody knows anybody who would be interested in one of the open seats, we're always looking for good people who are connected, who understand the local community, in matters of, you know, human relations, type of work. So let's move on, to item 11, chairperson and commissioner's summary of current events. And I'm sorry, I need to just take care of one thing. I'll be right back. All right, sorry about that. We're on item 11, commissioner's summary of current events. Anything that has come to mind?
I know I'd mentioned earlier about the data centers, so that would just be the only thing that I'm currently trending on.
Yeah, is there a particular situation that you've been hearing in the news locally around the data center that's been approved or any other things related to that that would be good to
I think I'm just really trying to stay informed and updated in the areas where they want to be located. And so far it seems that they're doing it in areas where, you know, it's either like tribal land or it's, you know, rural or just like low income areas. And I'm like, that doesn't look right to me. So I just wanted to, I'm keeping myself, you know, aware of that whole situation, because if they're trying to move in areas where it's impoverished and obviously people need money or whatever, you know, they're trying to sell that, those points to the community. So I just want to stay educated on that. But no, no new data centers. I guess the Project Blue has moved forward. It's still moving forward in, is it Vail? What do you call that? Vail, or is it still Tucson? I'm not sure. It's right across the street from the Pima County Fairgrounds. They're still moving forward with it, even though the county or the city said no.
Hi, sorry, just to jump in. We want to keep this discussion regarding to the item.
Oh, okay. But so that's the only thing that I have so far.
Thank you. Anything else as far as current events? All right. Hearing anything, let's move on to future agenda items. Item 12, future agenda items. I think we are keeping the existing agenda items, with the agenda item 5, HRC letter regarding CSER. I guess it would just be maybe update instead of discussion and possible action, and just see if there's anything, Belen, that you are hearing. And then we can remove the appointment of Cedric, because we did that. Those are the only other edits. Unless there's, you know, something, Belen, around the data centers that you would like to discuss a little bit more.
If you'd like to discuss that, we can put an item on the next agenda. If you'd like to go in more in depth into that discussion, we can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I do appreciate you bringing that up. And again, you know, maybe this is something like we talked about that is on kind of related to the agenda item around the Pima County partnership with us, right? If that's kind of a talking point for Ashley, you know, maybe we just kind of leave it at that for now and not really add an agenda item to that going forward.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, I'm not hearing any other agenda items. Move on to item 13, adjournment. And I think we can go ahead and say we're adjourned at 6:30, right on the dot. Thank you all.
Have a good evening, guys.